By beholding Christ, we become like him. November 30. We become like him. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me. For thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. John 17:24. In our work we meet with many discouragements, but we shall not gain a particle of strength by dwelling on the discouragements. By beholding, we become changed. As we look in faith to Jesus, his image is engraven on the heart. We are transformed in character. There are many who, in dwelling too largely upon theory, have lost sight of the living power of the Savior's example. They have lost sight of him as the humble, self-denying worker. What they need is to behold Jesus. Daily we need the fresh revealing of his presence. As we discern the perfection of our Savior's character, we shall desire to become wholly transformed and renewed in the image of his purity. The more we know of God, the higher will be our ideal of character, and the more earnest our longing to reflect his likeness. A divine element combines with the human when the soul reaches out after God. As one becomes acquainted with the history of the Redeemer, he discovers in himself serious defects. He catches the looks, the spirit of his beloved Master. It is not by looking away from him that we imitate the life of Jesus, but by talking of him, by dwelling upon his perfections, by seeking to refine the taste and elevate the character, by trying through faith and love, and by earnest, persevering effort to approach the perfect pattern. By having a knowledge of Christ, his words, his habits, and his lessons of instruction, we borrow the virtues of the character we have so closely studied and become imbued with the spirit we have so much admired. Jesus becomes to us the chiefest among 10,000, the one altogether lovely.